So let's review. The Gemara continues with the halachas regarding a woman who does not bear children. The Braisa says, Nisus l'rishon b'lohayu l'banim, l'sheini b'lohayu l'banim. If a woman was married twice and did not have children, l'shlishi lo tinase, ela l'mishli yesh l'banim, she may only get married a third time to a man who already has children. This is because the first two marriages create a chazaka that she cannot have children. Nisus l'misha ein l'banim, teitzi b'lo kesuba. If she married a third time to a man who does not have children, he must divorce her, and she is not entitled to a kesuba because it's assumed to be her problem. However, the first two husbands did pay her kesuba because the chazaka was not yet established. Therefore, the Gemara presents a question. Nisus l'shlishi b'lohayu l'banim. In the case where she married a third husband and did not have children with him either, mahu delis v'uhu hanuch kamoi, can her previous husbands claim the kesubas which they paid her? Mimatu amrila, ekloi milsa da'atu de gramt. Can they claim that it's been shown that she had a problem all along and she has to return the kesuba? Idilma matzis amrilahu hashtuhu dekachshi. Or she can claim that the problem only occurred now, during the third marriage, and she does not have to return the kesuba. The Gemara answers, Mistabra matzis amrilahu hashtuhu dekachshulu. It's logical that she can claim that the problem only occurred now, and she does not have to return the kesuba to the first two husbands. Now, we must remember that she did not get her kesuba from the third husband, because based on the chazaka, it was assumed to be her problem. Therefore, the Gemara presents another question. In the case where she married a fourth husband, and they had children, can she now claim her ksuba from the third husband, claiming that it's been shown that she's capable of having children? The Gemara answers, Amrina la, shtikusech yafa midiburech. The Matzi Amr la, anoa adai tadahachila garashtach. We tell her she's better off remaining silent, since the third husband can claim, I would not have divorced you had I known that you can have children, as Rashi explains. The nimtza get batal l'mafreya. This would nullify the get as a get betais and render her children mamzerim. Rav Papa asks, "Ihi shaska anam mishaskinan? Nimtza get batal b'nei mamzerim. Even if she does not make this claim, how can we be silent? The get is indeed null and void, and her children are mamzerim. Therefore, as Rashi explains, it must be that he has no such claim, because knowing that her problem was indefinite, he certainly divorced her without reservation. However, she cannot claim her ksuba from the third husband based on her having children in the fourth marriage, because perhaps her problem did exist during the third marriage and was healed during the fourth marriage. The Gemara continues with several halachas. In the case of a couple who did not have children and are getting divorced, and they're arguing about the ksuba, hu amar mina vihi amar mine. He claims that she has a privately known physical problem, while she claims that he has a privately known physical problem. Amr Ami, Dvarm Shabinoy Labina, Nemenis. Rabami says that she is believed in these private matters because he kaimala biyarikachetz, who like kimli biyarikachetz. She can sense the problem, while he cannot sense the problem, and he must pay the ksuba. However, the Gemara continues to ask, Amar Ihu Ezel Insiv Itzav Ivdiknavshai. What if he claims that he will marry another woman and prove that it's not his problem? Amr Ami, Af Bezu Yetziv Itn Ksuba. He must still pay her ksuba. Shani Aymer, Kolan Noise Ishal Ishta Yetziv Itn Ksuba. Because one may not marry a second wife without his first wife's consent. And if he wants to marry another wife, he must divorce his first wife and pay for a ksuba. Rava Amar, Noise Adam Kamanoshim Al Ishtai. Vahu De Islay Lemizaini. Rava disagrees and says that one may marry numerous wives without the other's consent, as long as he can provide for all their needs. The Mishnah Daf Samach Dal taught, V'im hipila, mayin mishas shepila. If she had a miscarriage, the wait time begins anew from that time. Therefore, as Rashi explains, the Gemara asks a shaila in the case where the Bezdin is compelling them to divorce after 10 years of marriage and no children. Hu amar, aflis begav eser, v'amr loyapilis. He claims that she miscarried at some point, and therefore they do not need to divorce yet. And she claims that she never miscarried, and they must divorce now. Amr Ami, af bezuhi nemenis, dim isa dehipila nafsha ba'karto lemachachska. She's believed, because if she truly miscarried, she would never claim to be barren. A similar shaila. Hipila v'chazer v'pila v'chazer v'pila. If she had three miscarriages, huchzeko lenafalim, she has a chazaka of miscarrying, and he must divorce her. Hu amar apila trei v'hi amar tlas. What if he claims that she only had two miscarriages, while she claims that she had already had three miscarriages? Ubdahava be midrasha v'amru hi mehemna. There was an incident where it was ruled that she's believed, Dim Isa, Dolay Aflet, Nafsha Benifli Lamachska, because if she truly did not miscarry a third time, she would not want to create a chazaka of miscarrying. Zakh the Mishnah, Ha'ish Mitzuva Pirviribya, Abalohi Isha. A man is obligated in the midst of having children, but a woman is not obligated. They're both equally obligated because the pasuk is expressed in the plural form to both Adam and Chava. As to the source of the Tanakh, the Gemara cites the following pasuk: Umalu es ha'aretz v'chivshua. By having children, they will conquer the land. Ish darke lichvish ve'ein isha darke lichvish. Since it's only the manner of a man to conquer, but not the manner of a woman, therefore the obligation of mitzvah peruvu is upon a man and not upon a woman. Rav Yosef Amar Mahacha. Rav Yosef derived the source from the pasuk where Hashem said to Yaakov Vino, Ani kel shakai, perei urevei, v'loi ka'ama peruvu, in singular form, not in plural form. The Gemara continues, Itmar. Rav Yechanan, Rav Shuman Levi. Chara ma'alocha k'Rav Yechanan b'reka, b'chara ma'ein alocha k'Rav Yechanan b'reka. One pasuk is like Rav Yechanan b'reka that a woman is mochiv b'pir b'rivya, and one pasuk is like the Tanakh Kama that a woman is pater b'pir b'rivya. My havalah, what is the final ruling? Uvda hava kamed Rav Yechanan v'amar yei to be eaten kesuba. We can derive it from an incident of a couple who did not have children, in which it was definitely his problem. However, Rav Yechanan ruled that she can demand a divorce and receive a kesuba. V'im sokatay techlo mifkado kesuba maya vedata. If she is pater b'pir b'rivya, why does she receive a kesuba? Since she had no claim for a divorce, she did not entitled to a ksuba. Therefore, it must be that Rabbi Yechanan holds that a woman is mechuyev b'pir b'rivya. The Gemara answers, Dilma b'ba machmas taina. It's not a proof. Because although she is patur b'pir b'rivya, she has another legitimate claim. As we've seen in a similar incident, Amar la ziloy mifkadis, where a woman was told that she has no claim because she's not mechuyev. Amar lei misivu dila maita hava lo dehachitza. She answered that she needs children who will care for her in her old age. Amar ki ha vadekafina. They ruled in her favor that he must divorce her and pay her ksuba. There was also another incident in which Amrlei lei bayahach itza chutra liyada umar lekvura. She claimed that she needs children who will support her and tend to her burial. Amar ki ha vadekafina. They ruled in her favor that he must divorce her and pay her ksuba. Hadnallah Chabal Yevimtai, we have Baruch Hashem completed the sixth parak of Masechet Yevamos, and we'll begin the seventh parak of Malkut Gadol in the next daf, Be'ezus Hashem.